We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight the executive director of the Memorial Opera House about their busy season coming up. They have a whole packed season of fun things coming. And so, Megan Stoner, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to see you again.
We're so glad to have you. Well, it looks like I'm previewing your season. Of course, you came out of a pretty busy December with concerts and White Christmas and everything like that. And, of course, you've just had some nice events going on with the Elton John Honky Cats you've just done and, okay, Mega Beatles, which are, you know, on all the time. But tell us about the season you've got planned.
Yeah, we have some really wonderful Limelights. That's our youth theater programming. We have some of that coming up. And then we have five really amazing shows for you this year, musical shows. We open our season March 7th with The Little Mermaid, and it's going to be spectacular. We're going to have princesses visiting on Sundays. It's just going to be a really wonderful performance. We're very, very excited. And then in May, we're going to be doing Beautiful, the Carole King story. And I can tell you, I've been listening to Carole King's albums kind of nonstop in preparation for this musical, and I cannot tell you how excited I am. It's really a wonderful, wonderful show. It's a lot of fun, and it's music that's really well known. I mean, Carole King wrote some of the classics. I mean, just some of the greatest music of all time. So
it's called Beautiful for a reason.
It sure is.
It will be something that, like, even if you're like, oh, I'm not really sure I like musicals, go see it, because you'll know all the songs and you'll just leave feeling wonderful. And then this summer you're going to have me back, because I'm going to have a pretty big update about the summer that I cannot tell you yet.
Okay.
You know, the Opera House is closed because we're doing our big renovation, but we are going to be off site. So it's going to be exciting. And then we will come back with a big grand opening with Young Frankenstein the musical, and we close the show with Scrooge the musical.
What a perfect season.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, very nice.
So tell us about what's going on with the renovation so people know what's coming up.
Absolutely. So the entryway to the theater is going to look a little different. If you've ever been there, you know you go through a brick archway and then you go into the doors. Well, the doors are going to be pushed out into that archway. So you'll just go right in, and we're going to have the whole lobby opened up. So it'll be a much more comfortable space when you come in. We're having all new seating put in, so it'll be a much more comfortable show. The seats are going to be a little bit wider, but, you know, we need that these days. it's just going to be wonderfully updated, a beautiful space. We're going to be opening it up for all sorts of rentals and fun events. And I'm very excited for the community to come in and see what it's going to be. I'm beyond excited.
That sounds great. So you've been there for what, about not quite 6 months, maybe about 4 months. So are you getting into the groove of the job?
I think I am. You know, I came on at the beginning of the busy season. So it's been basically just go, 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 go from day one. And so I've made it through that. I think I'm good to go. I really love it there. The people I work with are spectacular. And the patrons just, oh my gosh, I love it. I love when everybody sort of, the show has ended, the lights come on, everybody kind of gets up and stretches. And as they're leaving, I get to hear them say things like, this was the greatest show I've ever seen on this stage. Or, you absolutely made our Christmas with this show. Or, this was so funny. We were glad we got to be a part of it. It's just a really remarkable experience. I love it.
I saw some posts on Facebook that you were looking for staffing, like, designers, scenic designers. So tell us a little about that search.
Yeah. So each of our productions, we contract out different people to do directing, choreography, designing sets, designing lighting. And so we hire those positions. They're hired for one show at a time. And we are always looking for people to come and help us design our sets, to get our lighting just right for those really spectacular moments that you look for on stage. you know, all of our sound things. We do have a wonderful tech director, but it's really hard to do microphones and sound and set. And, you know, he's one person and he needs some backup. So that's what we're looking for is some really lovely backup for our very talented staff. And so it's a really great opportunity. And even if people aren't sure they know exactly what it is, you know, what is a set designer? I encourage you to come volunteer, check it out, and then, you know, work on a couple shows. And the next thing you know, we'll be paying you.
So. Well, and it's always good to get paid so, and everything like that. So
I'm so excited. But, you know, it's at least something.
It sounds like you got a lot going on there. And you got kind of into the job. And we definitely will have you back as we get further along. You can update us on what's going on with the renovation and everything like that. So anyway, why don't we wrap up and tell us, again, recap what shows, show dates, and how to get in touch with the Memorial Office, how to find them online.
Absolutely. So you can find us online at memorialoperahouse.com. And we're opening March 7th with The Little Mermaid. We go into Beautiful, the Carole King story in May. And then this fall, we have Young Frankenstein, the musical, and we're going to close our season with Scrooge. And we're very excited, and we look forward to seeing you all in our seats.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Megan Stoner, the new executive director, still kind of new, breaking in the whole place. And we have renovations going on that they're excited to show. Great show season coming up, and we're going to have her back, of course, to bring us more updates on that. Megan, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the update.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.